USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump spoke to troops overseas, thanking them for their service. The president also talks about the economy, which on Christmas Eve, the Dow lost over 600 points.
The economy is doing so well that they raised interest rates, and that's as a form of safety, in a way. President Obama didn't do much of that. Much easier to run when you have no interest rate. He had a very low interest rate. We have a normalized interest rate. A normalized interest rate means a lot. You know, it's good for a lot of people. They have money in the bank. They get interest on their money.
The president also talks about the government shutdown.
I'd rather not be doing shutdowns. I've been at the White House, and I love the White House, but I wasn't able to be with my family. I thought it would be wrong for me to be with my family. I just didn't want to go down and be there when other people are hurting.
And the Mega Millions jackpot on this Christmas Day is at just over $320 million. Merry Christmas from USA Radio News.
Should old acquaintance be forgot? Now, if your New Year resolution is to be healthier, take it from me, Wyatt Cox. It all starts with a good night's rest. You know, my pillow changed my life. I could never sleep well in bed. But after my pillow, I now wake up feeling great. It's amazing what difference a good pillow makes. My pillow had an amazing offer on a four-pack. Such a rare deal. The good news, they've extended their very best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on their end-of-the-year special. Here's what you'll find. The lowest price MyPillow has ever offered on their 4-pack. It includes free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. It doesn't get better. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end-of-the-year special, enter promo code USA. You'll get two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for one low price. And remember, my promo code USA is good for anything on the MyPillow.com website.
Pope Francis addresses thousands on Christmas morning. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Pope Francis telling a huge crowd in St. Peter's Square on Christmas morning that the people of the world should become closer.
What is the universal message of Christmas? It is that God is a good father and we are all brothers and sisters.
Francis saying his wish is for fraternity among people of different faiths, races, and ideas. Saying without fraternity, even the best plans and projects risk becoming soulless and empty. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is sending Christmas greetings to all U.S. forces and Defense Department staff around the world.
To all you lads and lasses holding the line in 2018, on land, at sea, or in the air, thanks for keeping the faith. Merry Christmas, and may God hold you safe.
Safe travels and Merry Christmas from all of us here at USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Holiday travel is expected to bring more cases of the flu across the country. But what can be done once you have the flu? There's drugs like Tamiflu that help on a limited basis. But what about taking things all natural and anything that you can take on a natural basis that isn't a prescription or a drug? Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Dr. Jeremy Brown. He's author of a new book titled Influenza, The 100-Year Hunt to Cure the Deadliest Disease in History. And I asked him, what can we do as far as natural remedies for the common flu?
Yeah, so certainly if you have the regular flu and you are not in one of those high-risk groups and you don't appear to have anything other than the regular flu, you should probably not be asking your doctor for Tamiflu. It's interesting that you point to that question of natural medications, because in many ways that is precisely how we treat the flu for the vast majority of people. Even in the emergency department, for the vast majority of my patients, and I've treated many, many hundreds, maybe thousands of patients over the years with flu, the treatments for the vast majority of them are exactly what you would call natural treatments. It's plenty of fluids, some soup if you can keep it down, lots of bed rest, and letting time heal the patient. So I think that for the vast majority of people, medicines are really not needed. We just have to have what's called a tincture of time. Let time heal the patient.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.